Simin Shin Ches, Siflam and Aleph. The Mechaber says that raw meat, even if it's not salted, you're allowed to carry it on Shabbos. There are people who eat raw meat. Even if it's rotten, you're allowed to metaltele, you could carry it because Royal Klovim would be given to a dog to eat. Shmur brings Machlekes Achreinim. This is only by Basar Oif, like I guess nowadays we'd say from a chicken, or discuss from a goose, where the meat is softer. When it's raw, it'll be asma tautlet. However, he says, most achreinim are mekel, even basa behema. Some say basa behema, even meat from a cow, when it's raw, is chazal umtsa, people do eat it raw. And Lamaisim Shtabura says, makam batchak, if you stalk, you can eat mekel. Stif lama beis, the Mechaber discusses raw fish. And there he says, you only metautlet if it's salted, because then somebody can eat it, like herring. But other raw fish, one cannot be metautl. Shtabura brings a shalom achreinim. Are we talking about cases? Not royal clothing, dogs wouldn't be able to eat it, or even dogs would be able to eat it, but since it's not meant for dogs, it's meant for Achilas Adam after Shabbos, when you could salt it, when you could cook it. So therefore, the fact that it's Roy and Chazal Klovim now for dogs does not help us. That's Machlokes Achreinim. In any case, nowadays things have changed, and we could say that raw meat people don't eat, unless it's been treated, because it could cause food poisoning, etc. And except for certain unusual types of treated raw meat in general cannot be eaten by a human being. In terms of royal clovum, only depends if there are dogs around. If there's dogs around, you can use this for a royal clovum. Maybe someone will give it to a dog. Or maybe not. And definitely, you have the machlik zachrenim, that it's roy for a kelev, but that's definitely not what it's meant for. It's not aimed for. You have that machlik zachrenim. Does help royal clovum in such a case? What the mishmur brings, a shal by fish, would now be a shal, would turn to a shal today by meat. And fish, the opposite. Fish, you can more make. All people eat raw fish. Sushi is made out of raw fish. And there are many people who don't eat sushi made from raw fish, but there are many people who do eat it and would be considered roy. Now, are those who say that sushi is only made from sushi-grade fish, regular raw fish, you can get food poisoning once you not eat? But there's many other people who say they make their own sushi out of regular raw fish that they buy in a regular grocery store. So it seems that nowadays, raw fish that can be made to sushi is not muksa. And on the contrary, raw meat, very likely, is muksa. Mitzi has changed since the olden days. Siflam Gimel, the Mechaber says, a kamiya that's not mumcha, it's not tested out in the way that you can wear it in Rish Sarabim, take out Rish Sarabim. Still, you can metal it, Mishnah explains, because most places can hold in the Carmelis, which is not Rosh Ram Darius, so you could wear it. Unless it's a kamiya that was tested and it clearly failed, and it's not good, there'll be us even in the Carmelis. That could be Mishnah Berurah's way trying to say would be Muksa. Sifla Madalot, Mechaber introduces us to a new heter in Isra Muksa. If something's a graf sharei, if something, we would say in English, it's disgusting, and it's embarrassing, it's a bazoin, it bothers people to have it out there, so then, even if it's technically muksa gufay, because it's not a kli, but something that's a despicable thing, so that you could move it, kemetalta on Shabbos, a special heter, sounds like from Rashi and Shabbos, it sounds covered abrius, kemetalta on Shabbos. Rei, koi, kei, tsoya, the dirt that comes from a person or from a chicken, those things, if they're in a chutzah where people sit, a place where people go and people spend time on Shabbos, you're allowed to pick it up and take it out to the ashba, to basic kisei, to get rid of it. And not only if you're doing it agav kli, if you do it without a kli, you can carry it wherever you have to carry it to get rid of it. Whoever, if it's in the chutzah where people don't spend time on Shabbos, then you have to leave it till after Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch says you're afraid that a kid will touch it and get dirty from it, so you cannot be metalta, rather just cover it with a kli. Shmur explains it's also a chiddush. You would think maybe a kli cannot be moved, but tzarech something that's muksa. Here we see that kli could be nital, but tzarech something that's not nital. But to move the actual muksa, you cannot do it for just that kid should not get dirty. In Sif Lamed Hey, the Mechaber says, you know, the Graf Shari or Vech Meraglaim, this place, that this thing that had the tzoya or the dirt of the Meraglaim in it, could be moved and taken to the Ashba to empty it out, clean it out, because of the set of Graf Shari, but to bring it back to the original place, to put it back, that you cannot do, unless you put water in it, and the water is royal shtia, whether shtia of a person or shtia of a behemoth, so it has some use, that would be had to bring it back. Now, what if you never let go of it, and you're holding it the whole time when you cleaned it out, and now you want to bring it back with using the het of Eidav Yadai, so that, Mishpura says, Machalik Zachrenim, if there's a het of Eidav Yadai in this. Sif Lam Vav, the Mechaber says, you know, there's a het of Graf Sharei, there's something that's disgusting, you could metaltle it and get rid of it, you know, to clean things up. But Mechaber says, "Ain nois in graf sharei lechatchila. Chatchila one is not allowed to create a situation of graf sharei." And the Bir Halacha brings from the Gra to even makom hefsed, even to avoid having a loss, one cannot lechatchila make a graf sharei. And it's something that's become mias, you cannot bring it there in order to have a graf sharei, in order to eventually have a heter to metalto. However, the Mechaber says, "Bidyevet, if somebody did make a graf sharei, even though they created that situation lechatchila, but now that it happened, bidyevet you could metalto. The fact that was wrong to create the situation of graf sharei is not a reason to asher b'diavad. The person did the wrong thing, but now that's mias, he could metaltel and take it away from the place where people are sitting and people are going on Shabbos."